And we're back to Hershey High School. Dave Collins joined by a very special guest, tonight's winning coach of the Pontardix Coyotes, Jess Buller. And coach, your team wins at 55-42. You're headed to the state tournament in Lincoln. How does it feel right now? What are you feeling?
Well, it feels great, Dave. You know, kids have battled hard all year long, and this is kind of the culmination of everything, so feels pretty good.
Pretty exciting to win that district championship, and this ball game, Mullen got up 7-0 early. What were you thinking when the Broncos jumped on the Coyotes early?
I tell you, I knew we wouldn't panic because we haven't all year. You know, we've been faced with some good shooting teams earlier on and throughout the season, and one thing about our guys, they never panic, never crack under the pressure. Just keep going after it and get things done.
Then in the second half, you kind of returned the favor. Pontardix started out with an 8-0 run, and had to be feeling pretty good, I imagine, on the bench. But Mullen came back at you with a 12-0 run. It was really a game of runs up and down. One team gets buckets and spurts, then the next team will answer. And it was a close game all the way throughout. Did this game go as you expected overall, do you think?
At times it did. We knew we had to control the tempo of the game. We struggled with that a little bit in sub-district play and knew if we let Mullen control the game, then it would be... it would get out of our hands probably, and so we struggled with that at times, but ultimately we were able to take care of it.
Jess, this game, your team was able to take the basketball to the basket, draw some fouls. Foul trouble was huge. Mullen started running out of guys at the end of this game, a lot of starters and top scorers. Talk about how you were able to control the foul situation.
That helped a lot, and the fact that we recovered from our sub-district slump as far as free throw shooting goes, and were able to... Jordan Otteson stepped up real nice for us tonight and shot some good free throws, as did the rest of the guys. So we made a nice turnaround there.
Yeah, we were trying to decide up here. Greg and I, we went back and forth choosing runs of player of the game. It was very tough between Dustin and Jordan. We went with Dustin Jones in this type of game, a pressure game, district championship. Your leader led. He stepped up and scored 26 points, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Talk about your thoughts on Dustin's performance.
He did. He played well, and he's played well all season. It's a nice thing that you had trouble deciding player of the game. That just goes to show how well we can work as a team. Hopefully no one stands out. He had 26, but it was a pretty quiet 26 because we had everybody else stepping up and playing some good ball.
Jess, a great win for you in your first year as the Pontardix Coyote head coach. Jess, I want to ask you, too, looking ahead to the state tournament, do you have any pre-thoughts heading to state? I know you have no idea who you're going to play yet, but I guess how are you going to tackle this week leading up to the state tournament with your guys?
We're just going to go at it with the mindset that the season's not over. You know, sometimes I think teams get in the mindset that they made it to the tournament, and that's as far as it goes. We're going to keep playing ball till we're done.
Okay, Jess Buller, the winning coach tonight, head coach of the Pontardix Coyotes. Jess, congratulations. Great season, and it continues at the state tournament in Lincoln. And we'll let you go back to celebrating with the guys in the fan stand there. Nice job.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, we are at Hershey High School. Your final score, Pontardix 55, Mullen 42. Thank you very much to head coach Jess Buller for coming up and talking with us about tonight's victory. The Pontardix Coyotes, how about them Coyotes? They're headed to the state tournament in Lincoln. We will have complete coverage of the Pontardix run for a state championship on KSID Radio. Those details will come out tomorrow.